Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Selling Notes.
Ah, Hugh. It's so nice now that I can pour a nice bottle of rosé and enjoy myself in the evenings.
That's just right.
It's one of the great pleasures of late spring and summer.
Absolutely.
And we're going to spend the next 2 weeks talking about some rosés. And you had a chance to taste a bunch from France.
I did. And you know, it's so funny. Rosé has been growing on me, as I think it's been growing on everybody who drinks wine, because rosé has never enjoyed greater popularity ever. And usually when we see that kind of phenomenon, like when Malbec blew up or Aussie Chardonnay blew up, what tends to happen is as more and more people enter that area, the quality begins to become either slips or their wines become kind of cookie cutter.
Yeah.
I'm seeing the opposite with rosés. There's more and more of them hitting the market. And I'm sure that there's a lot of not particularly interesting ones, but I'm finding more and more interesting quality everywhere I go. So, and I think there's some great value still to be had. So, to get started, I began with a wine, which is a rosé of d'Anjou, and it's called Les Ligériens, and it's from the Loire Valley, obviously. This was a really interesting blend of Gamay and Goyot. Is that how you pronounce that grape?
Yeah.
Goyot, which we've actually talked about recently. This is bright pink aromas of strawberry, cherry with some raspberry notes. It's surprisingly soft, and yet it has enough acidity to keep the fruit lively and bright. So you can sip on this, and it just kind of keeps sort of reaching up to you and saying, hey, I'm still here. And this all for the whopping price of $13 a bottle.
That's nice.
No, it's extremely nice. Now, something else that we've been experiencing in this sort of renaissance of rosé is more and more of them are varietally selected. So,
right.
You know, one of the ones that I've been having lately is from Alexander Valley. It's their rosé of Sangiovese. So here is, which is a rosé of Pinot Noir from a producer in the Languedoc-Roussillon area from Camas. It's called Anne de Joyeuse. We'll put it on the website. 2018 rosé of Pinot Noir. It's 100% Pinot Noir. Again, it's rosé, so you're going to have forward flavors, raspberry cherry nose, follows with a palate of really refreshing acidity, surprisingly pleasing, and just, again, it's $13 a bottle, so nobody's going to have a problem reaching in to pay for this one. The cool thing about it is there's no mistaking that it's Pinot Noir, but it's definitely Pinot Noir with a different look.
Oh, that's very, very nice.
Yeah, it was really pleasing. Now, the one that really stole the show for me comes from Aix-en-Provence. It's called Cuvée Pigaudet, L'Oratoire Divine. This is an interesting blend of 30% Grenache, Cinsault, Cabernet Sauvignon, and a dash of Syrah. Bam! Pale pink, strawberry, apricot, orange peel, floral notes, lush and silky with a great balancing acidity, bright, fresh, complex, fabulous. $21.
Really?
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
Good. Really, really good.
I know in Provence, they really take their rosé very seriously.
Well, it shows here.
And yeah, this is one that you want to have with a really nice dinner.
Oh, absolutely. This was great stuff.
Don't hesitate to go out and try these. They're really a lot of fun. And we're going to put these on the website at wypr.org so you can look them up and order them right off your computer, which is great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.